And the next plan is Houston. And do the Steelers have a problem with that Texans defense? Ranked number one in the league and a young quarterback, C.J. Stroud, who has won playoff games in his first 2 years in the NFL. How many guys have done that? Rookie year, sophomore year, playoff wins in both. Ben, 04 and 05.
Oh, yeah, thanks. He almost didn't do it in 04, but thanks to the good grace of Doug Bryan, he did.
Ben, Stroud.
First 2 years, did Flacco do it? What did they do in 09? Flacco would have been a rookie getting them to the AFC title.
I'm pretty sure Flacco did it.
Yep. Sanchez, because he made it to the AFC title game his first 2 years.
There was a run there early in the Harbaugh-Flacco partnership where they were just winning playoff
games. They were going into
New England
Russell and just Wilson. Smacking them around. Yeah, Russ did it. Didn't Bo Nix just set the record for regular season wins in his first 2 years?
Yeah, but they lost last year to Buffalo.
No, I know. I'm just saying regular season-wise, he's doing well.
That's five off the top of our heads. That's a pretty nice list, other than Sanchez.
Man, you want to talk about a weird
career. Stroud more like Sanchez, or is he more like the other guys on the list?
What about Purdy? What about the Brock star? I think he got in my ear with that one. I think he's
yes,
right.
Yes, I think you are right.
That's a Jack assist.
You think AI knows? What if I ask AI?
No, because then you got to get the prompt correct, and you got to do all sorts of random crap. No, I think AI is not as good as PI, Pony Intelligence.
Did you see Charles Woodson admitted that he just gave a nonsensical stat or fact on Fox's pregame Sunday that he got from AI? He's like, yeah, I had ChatGPT dig that one
I
up
think
for
that's
me, my bad.
He should be embarrassed by that. He should be embarrassed. Charles Woodson always struck me as a pretty smart dude, and like he's into like all these random things off the field that I think like suggest that he's like an interesting guy, and he's just piping it into ChatGPT and letting him do the work. Come on. Getting all dumber here collectively because of that crap.
All right, I think we have the list here.
All right. Oh, because ChatGPT spat it back at you. Here we go. Donnie, I can't wait to prove like several of these wrong when it didn't understand the
You're
prompt.
You're right, it didn't understand the
of
prompt.
Of course!
I'm not even doing it.
Of course!
All right, let's get back to Tomlin here who talked today. He's talking again because the Steelers won one of the greatest games in Acrisure Stadium history, and Steelers, I don't know, last 30 years. Set a timeline and make a list, and that game is going to be on it as far as not just regular season games go, but just games that got played here. And he came out triumphant, and he pounded his chest and blew a kiss to the camera. And now he's on to the playoffs. And he even admitted today, which is very rare of Tomlin, that they did, quote, JV things against the Ravens and said that some of them were strategic mistakes, which that's not on the players. That's on them as a coaching staff. So as far as Tomlin goes addressing the previous game, that actually is pretty big of him because I can't think of many times in 19 years where he has started a press conference. Now, it's easier to do that after a win. They won, so he can...
It's always easy to say you made mistakes after, yeah.
Yeah, he can be his own harshest critic because they won and he knows he's not getting pounded for winning a game. If anything, his team got a reprieve from fans all day yesterday on the radio station and all around town. My sober analysis of the situation today, now that we've come up from the euphoria in Nirvana that was
Truce
the win
off,
Sunday
right?
night. Yeah, everything's back to normal.
No armistice.
Now that they won Sunday night and we had all of yesterday to enjoy the
chances
win.
Of a brouhaha are rising now that the armistice is off.
Tomlin's off the hot seat now. Schefter said this could be a game where the loser thought about his future and weighed his options. Tomlin's off the hot seat. They won. He gets to 10 wins. He gets a division championship. I'll give you a stat that's pony-generated and not AI-generated. In the last 10 years, you want the number of coaches who have won double-digit games, have won a division, and have been dismissed by their football team after that season?
I'm going to guess can I guess the number first?
Go ahead.
Zero.
No one's done it. Only two coaches in the last decade have been fired after winning seasons. I'm not going to make you guess those. They're kind of archaic, wait, but one of them actually is relevant to Pittsburgh.
There are two coaches who yes. have been fired after having winning seasons?
Yes, that's it. In the last 10 years. Brian Flores in Miami, and then he sued. And the other is, shockingly, Jim Caldwell in Detroit.
Oh, yeah,
the Lions
after a 9-7
fired a 9-7
and seven
coach.
Yeah, he got a raw deal there. Actually doing a good job.
Two guys. So the Steelers are not, they preach stability and continuity with coaches more than anybody else. They're not going to be the all-time outlier here and get rid of a guy after winning 10 and winning a division. It's just not going to happen. So he's 100% back next year unless there's something going on with Tomlin or he just has some kind of weird feeling of contentment or peace with his coaching career and wants to step away, which would be a really odd time to do it because he's tied with Knoll for all-time wins and next year is his 20th season if he wants it. And why would he look a gift horse in the mouth with either of those two, like, kind of touchstone, milestone-type endeavors? He wouldn't. I can't fathom that.
And if you ever listen to Mike talk to the point of him just having this weird epiphany, I don't need to do this anymore, my God, does the guy say anything more frequently than, this is basically all I care about and all I'm interested in?
He did an interview with Tony Dungy for Sunday Night Football, and he's more honest with Dungy than he is anybody else, to the point where he's put his foot in his mouth with Dungy before. And it came back to bite him in that playoff loss to Jacksonville, which probably got this whole cycle going of fans really turning on Tomlin when he said, get ready for part three against New England. Then they got their butts kicked.
Yes.
He sounded like a coach who in no way is ready to go do TV like Dungy or resign and take some time off and relax in that interview. He was waxing poetic about how bright the fire burns and how the passion has never been stronger to coach. And I don't think he would give Dungy, of all people, that lip service. He might give Dulac on a Tuesday that, or Brooke Pryor. He's not going to do that to his coaching mentor. The whole point is, sorry, this got a little wordy. The whole point is, Steelers fans have to come to the realization that because they won, he's now here again next year. And I just wonder how that makes fans feel. At 412-928-9370. And I will start and I will let you guys obviously talk because we have 4 hours and you both do a great job.
Well, thank you.
You're
welcome.
That's
nice of you. That's kind of you.
I am okay with it as long as they don't get embarrassed Monday night. As long as it doesn't look like the playoff losses during the last 8 years. If it's anything better than that, I'm cool with it. And that would include hard-fought loss. Like, let's say the game plays out like Sunday night's game, except Fairbairn makes the kick instead of Loop missing. And that's how they lose by 1 point. I'm fine with him coming back in 2026. He is coming back, but I will be supportive of the decision to bring him back if it happens that way.
How fine with it will you be if it's all based on the specific nature of one game's outcome? Where a blowout, you're not fine with it. Other than that, you're fine with it. That suggests to me that this really is not a sturdy position he finds himself in your mind. You are allowing 60 minutes of football,
yes,
where a lot of random crap can happen,
yes,
to completely determine your level of okay or your level of peace,
yeah,
at which you are with his return.
Uh-huh.
I think that just suggests that you are not really feeling that good about the guy.
I'm not feeling great about him. You're right about that.
It tells me that, what I have consistently tried to do whenever we have these debates,
but
and
I'm
I know
not
we're
feeling
have
awful
one today,
about him.
I don't really feel
if it's appreciably a close loss, I don't feel awful.
I don't feel appreciably different about the job he's doing though as a coach and the way he goes about his business. As a matter of fact, maybe this cuts to the heart of it for me. A lot of what we talk about with Mike is lack of results, right? He talked about activity versus productivity today. He was talking about, I think, Benton
Keanu
specifically.
Benton.
He's saying he's productive. He's not just active. A lot of it for me, we talk about productivity, but a lot of it for me is his process and the way he likes to go about building a coaching staff, building a philosophy. My God, he talked about his gunners before he talked about anything else in his press conference today, his punter. Right? The field position component
punting
of play.
Punting and gunning.
Right. Yes, exactly. That should be a fantasy team name next year. Punting and gunning. And I just think that even if
that's bound to barely make the playoffs and lose in the first round.
That is correct. Even if they lose close, win close maybe starts to change it a little because, okay, the formula maybe can work again if you've got certain personnel running it the right way. But Like, a lot of this, if they lose and it's matters of degree, still doesn't show me that a guy who is going to be 20 years in on the job next year when he comes back is anything but an old dog who doggedly refuses to learn any new tricks. Now, he talked, like, I think he also alluded today to getting, like, strategically better over the course of a year and everything else. He talks about, like, that evolution that can, that happens for players and coaches. I think my biggest gripe with him, and the reason why if they lose in this first round game, like, I will be pretty frustrated still with the general state of affairs, is we don't ever see, like, their actual approach look like it's changing very much. The calling cards of a Mike Tomlin football team have been the same since, like, time immemorial here. They do it the same way, especially post-Ben, when he could really control what he wanted to control and did not have a quarterback who was going to be pushing back on him a lot. And I don't really think the outcome of one game changes that for me, Pony. I don't.
So you're saying...
Specifically, if it's a loss, I should say.
Well, then it does matter. If they win, it does.
You were talking about, like, the only way... like, you won't be okay with it is if it's a blowout loss. So
yeah,
let's just take it face, let's take it face value that it's a loss, though. A loss, period. I just don't really divide up by type.
You're making what sounds like some time is a flat circle argument against him, which I would agree with if they get out to a bad start, look flat as a pancake, trail. The only way the final score looks good is it's completely cosmetic because you kind of fought back, but you never really made it a game and they kept you at arm's length the whole time. If that happens again in this wash, rinse, repeat in the playoffs, I'm going to agree with what you just said. It is time immemorial. Nothing has changed. So he'll be back, but I will be upset about it. If they play a close game and lose, I will feel like two things have changed. They will have won the division, and they will have put up a better fight. And I know that that's not anything you hang a banner for, but that, in my opinion, will be considered progress in a better year, in an improvement on recent years. And that would be enough for me to want a guy back to show what he can do next season.
I think I would be way more encouraged about, like, the trajectory of what Mike Tomlin's trying to do here or what he intends to do. More than like a close playoff loss where you're the home team but you still are the underdog, if, like, they let go of Austin this offseason and there's, like, some obvious, and I know this is how the Steelers just refuse to do things, like, publicly stated change. Hey, we're hiring so-and-so to replace Terrell Austin, and Mike respects and thinks highly enough of this particular person that this guy actually is going to run the defense. It's his defense. I'm stepping back a little bit from that side. And that, I know that's not going to happen.
Yeah, because that would be an admission on Mike's part that he wasn't doing a good job. And he's not going to do that.
It would be that, and that would be how it would get framed. If I were going to say it positively about him, though, it would be an admission that he realizes he needs to do, like, that you have to keep changing as a coach. Would you say that Belichick, before we get to Donnie's take on this, just quickly, would you say that post-Brady, Belichick's biggest sin was he tried to keep doing things the Bill Belichick way? I'm going to be domineering over sort of a system quarterback. Mac Jones was like a similar guy to Brady, not that athletic, cerebral, whatever. I think Bill tried to do everything the exact same way he had been doing it, and the major linchpin that had held that all together was gone, and it didn't work.
I thought Bill's biggest problem was maybe along the same lines, was his hubris and feeling like he could be the best GM in the NFL while also being the best head coach.
And I don't think Mike is as ubiquitous on the player acquisition side, because I know those other guys in that room actually have say-so, and Art Rooney has major say-so, unlike maybe the way Robert Kraft would do it. I guess my point is, though, both guys, victims of stubbornness. Mike's just still around. Bill is now coaching at UNC, for God's sake.
Donnie, we know that Tomlin's going to be back now that they won the game on Sunday. Will your feelings on that decision change based on the result Monday night?
I think I feel pretty similarly to what you do, Pony. I mean, if they get blown out again, it's going to be right back to that sour taste, because this is no different than what we've seen for the last 9 seasons now when they get to the playoffs, especially the last few when they've been on the road and it has been an absolute bloodbath. I do get the feel that I will take it better if they actually hang in there, if they look like they have a lot of life, if they look like they could be, you know, in a winning spot if one thing happens to go their way at the end of the game. Because, I mean, let's say that a field goal is made and they lose at the last second. I think you take that better than just typical playoff.
So, Chris,
entrance,
if they lose the game by 1 point, you're going to come on the air Monday and say it's still time to move on from Tomlin, fire him? I know they won't, but they should.
Yeah. That's how I'm going to feel. One point loss.
I don't think I am.
But I've seen it not generate results enough on a frequent enough basis that if he's back, I know there are no wholesale changes into how they do their business. Like, he's never going to just completely gut his staff and say, I need to rethink how I structure all this and who I delegate to and who I don't. And they always obfuscate it as a franchise, so we can always never know for sure. If they lose by 1 point, it doesn't really change my mind on that front. It just, like, it's more of the same. How many years have they won a playoff game in his 19 years? They've won a playoff game four times. They've won 8 total playoff games. That's less than one every 2 years. I know if we were in Las Vegas or Cleveland, people would be saying we'd sign in blood for that. We're not. And we're at a place, more to the point, where there isn't just tradition, but, like, where the people who run the team talk about it like that shouldn't be the standard. Still. So why would I be happy with a 1 point loss? You're still ending up this season the same place basically that you ended up last season, just by a different point spread.